I've got a great news item for you. Ready?
Sure.
Okay, so it turns out the sovereign nation of New Zealand actually enforces its law that you can't give a child a name over 100 characters long, and you can't give a child a name that could prove socially handicapping. You want to hear an example?
Charles Manson?
No.
No.
No, and arguably, I like it. I think it's very lilting and sweet. But it's arguably worse than Charles Manson. There was a 9-year-old girl who was in the midst of a custody battle with her parents, and the judge found out what the girl's name was and how much she hated it, and actually made her a temporary ward of the court so she could legally change her name herself.
Let's hear it.
Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Is that two names? One name?
It's
middle
that's
name?
Her. No, that's her first name.
All spelled
it's
together.
It's separate words. And I think they actually even spelled it correctly, like the is not capitalized, that kind of thing.
That's ridiculous.
But I was reading this BBC article on it, and they brought up some other examples of names in New Zealand that some made it through and some didn't. There are a couple bizarre ones that made it through, like number 16 bus shelter.
Bus shelter?
Yes.
Okay.
And another one that made it through is Midnight Chardonnay, which wow. I think Hugh Grant probably has designs on that poor child.
Yeah, I think it's no secret how that child was conceived either.
Exactly, yeah. But there are a few more that didn't make it through, like Yeah, Detroit, yeah. Sex Fruit,
yeah.
And the twins, Fish and Chips. The federal government or maybe even local government moved to block those names.